Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's begin our study with a word of prayer to God. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come to us day by day to freely study your word, to open our hearts and minds and our eyes and our ears to receive from your word those truths that you want us to know by your Holy Spirit. Lord, and then to plead with you, to beckon you, to fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might be able to live out those things that you teach us today. And we'll be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Abraham's Seed and Heirs to the Promise. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. In Paul the Apostle's explanation to the church members in Galatia about the relationship between the promise of God and the law of God, he has declared those who have recognized their own disobedience to the law to be children of God once they believe in the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Once we receive the grace and unmerited favor of God, we become his children and not just his creation. Paul continues his thought in chapter 3 and verse 29 as he shows the believer's status and benefit when Jesus Christ is received as Savior. He wrote, "And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Paul told his readers, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And now there are no barriers or partitions between people. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Today, he declares, if you are Christ, and this allows for the possibility that a person is not Christ. If a person receives the gift of the promise through Jesus Christ, if we believe that he fulfilled the law perfectly and took our place of death on the cross, and if we rely upon, trust in, and cling to him, we are Christ. And according to Paul, there are two benefits to us. First, then are you Abraham's seed. The promise to Abraham was, "And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." It was Abraham who believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And now those who believe in Jesus Christ have become as Abraham's seed. Everyone, regardless of their nationality, ethnicity, race, station, or gender, may come to Jesus Christ freely and become as the seed of Abraham. Jesus Christ made the way for this to occur. And those who believe in and are baptized into him have become Abraham's seed. Secondly, Paul adds, and heirs according to the promise. Those who believe in Jesus are now heirs, and not just any heir, but an heir of God. Paul spoke of being heirs of God in Romans chapter 8 and verse 17, where he wrote, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become God's kids. And not simply his creation. We become his heirs, and royalty is placed upon us, not because of what we have done, but because of his great promise of grace. We become a family of princes and princesses under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are his heirs when we are Christ. When we think about the benefits to believing in Jesus Christ, we may wonder why anyone would refuse to become his child and heir. Jesus gave us a hint as to why some people do not come to Christ when he said in Luke chapter 18 and verse 17, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." Humility as a child is required. And those who forsake their pride and simply receive the grace of God know not only what it means to be Abraham's seed, but also a child of the living God. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and discover the benefits of being an heir of God. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,